Peter, let's be thankful for this past year, and I hope we've all grown a lot. But we can't stop and let's press on in the upward way. I'd like to turn to Nehemiah 4. Nehemiah received permission for the king to return and rebuild Jerusalem. Sanballat and Tobiah have been mocking. And now here in Nehemiah 4 it says, but it came to pass when Sanballat heard that he built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brother in the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they divide the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if the fox go up, he shall even break down their wall, their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before them. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together into a half, therefore thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and inspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries come. And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them, and to cause the work to cease. And it came to pass, when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times from all places, whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore said I, in the lower places, behind the wall, and beyond the higher places, I even set to the people after their families, with their swords and their spears and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said to the nobles, to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, and your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, and we returned unto us to the wall, every one to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of the servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, and the hammers, and the rulers behind all the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens, with those that laden every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other held the weapon. For the builders, every one had a sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, the half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I to the people, that every one with his neighbor lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and to labor, and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guards followed us. None of us put off our clothes, saving that every put off for washing. Nehemiah and his men had to press on. They couldn't just stop and rest and lick their wounds. They had to press on if the enemy would have killed them. It's the same for us in the spiritual battle. just press on, you can't just stop and lick our wounds, or the devil will take a chance and will smite us down.
Right.
Same with Noah when he's building the ark. He had to keep going on, or flood was overtaking him. And you need to just keep pressing on and encouraging each other on this next year. And that's my goal for this next year. It wasn't very long, but that's just what I had to say.